Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Bromance. It is 2020. I am Cody.
This is Corbin. We're back again.
Yeah, sorry for the hiatus. We've been gone for, what, 8-9 months now?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, due to some personal personal circumstances and all that. And plus, a lot of it was we didn't really feel the direction that our podcast was going was the right answer. Yeah. And then, you know, trying to, you know, as if you listen to our previous podcast, we talk about how, you know, we have families, and sometimes it's not easy to record podcasts and go to movies.
It's family life, it's work life, and trying to fit all this stuff in.
A lot of it, though, the last time we did this, you weren't working the schedule you're on now. We didn't have Saturday nights off.
I changed jobs, so that was a big one.
You were at Next Gen.
I changed shifts.
Changed shifts.
Yes.
So that's what made it to where now we both have Saturday nights off. Have to work tomorrow.
Right.
So we're both able to record Saturday night.
Which is nice. It makes it a little easier for us to record now and do movies and everything else.
Yeah, it's the schedules have aligned. So we're going to try to dabble back into this again. Hopefully we can, you know, we were doing it consistent. We, you know, one podcast a month. And we did, I think, maybe 11, almost a year. Seemed like almost a year's worth of podcasts.
I think we did like 8 episodes.
Yeah, but you remember there was a couple what we were calling special podcasts, know if we did we did more than just 8 podcasts. I think we did it for like 8 months, but anyways, let's stop worrying about all that. So if you want to go back and listen to our previous podcasts, I don't recommend it because they're shit.
No, they're not that bad.
No, I
wouldn't give us that bad of a rep.
Yeah, we know that we have a lot to work on, and that is part of the plan. You know, we're not going to go into any reviews right now. We kind of got a little scheme of what we're going to do tonight. Just, a lot of this was kind of like, hey, we're back.
Yep.
Let us know where we've been. Like I said, it's been family and all that other kind of stuff. And so 2020, new year, new us, let's figure it out. So if you do go back and listen to our previous podcasts, we kind of had a different setup of what we did. You know, we did reviews, we did news, we did what's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided that we're going to change that. We're going to focus. We were reviewing movies in 5 minutes, we've listened to our previous reviews, and it seemed like we repeated, yeah, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good, and it's,
yeah.
We never...
Never really got to talk about the actual movie and everything about it.
Right, and that, the whole reason why we started this podcast was to review movies, and it seemed like we spent more time telling you...
Doing every
telling you about news, which is great and all, you know, I love...
Movie news
and finding out what's coming out and who's in what movie, but
right.
That's not why I created this podcast. So the plan is now to, like I said a minute ago, is to focus more on reviews. And if there is a big topic that we want to talk about, you know, we might
sit there the whole thing and talk about
it. Right. I mean, one of the things that we're going to talk about later in the show, depending on where we're at in time, is, you know, the Star Wars saga just ended.
Yep.
So that's, you know, that's the big thing.
That's a big topic.
Or we're going to focus on the reviews, and that's our end game here.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, let's kind of dive down into this podcast. Where we want to start first is, obviously, it's 2020, so let's talk about the best movies. Not the best movies. Let's just rate every movie from 2019 that we saw.
Okay.
All right. Worst movie of the fucking year, and I'm pretty sure we're both in agreeance.
Cold Pursuit.
Ad Astra, bro.
No way.
You liked Ad Astra?
Yeah, it was different.
The ending pissed me off so bad.
Yeah, it was... I mean, yes. I think I gave it a higher rating just because of...
Oh, Brad Pitt. I loved it because of... To me, it was one of those movies that, like, if Brad Pitt wasn't in it, it would have been, like, top 5 worst movies ever made. It's just... The premise of the movie, it was so exciting to, like... There's life out there, and then all of a sudden you're like, we're the only ones out here.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't like the way it ended. I thought it was horrible. Yeah. I thought it was horrible.
I didn't give it that low of a rating because, one, like I said, Brad Pitt was in it, and he's whatever.
Yeah. And he's one of the best actors of our generation.
Right. And, like, I liked it just because of... We're seeing all the movies come out that saying there is something
right.
out there.
Right. I'll give you that.
And giving the twist at, like... Yeah, we're alone. Just face it. Was different, and that's kind of why it stuck out with me.
I'll give you that. I just I had a toss up between this one and number 21, which, by the way, we've seen 22 movies last year. So when you hear us number 21, we're working our way up. So for number 21, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Really?
Dude.
Oh my God, dude, I put that way higher.
Dude. I'm sorry, but that was a 3-hour movie. And how many times did you and I look over at each other and like, do you want to go? Do you want to leave?
I mean, but more I
the last the 5 more minutes I thought of
about
the-
it though, like there's just more to it than just like am I ready to leave, or there's more to it than just watching the story unfold. Like, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think the whole, one of the points of the movie was to emphasize how important the stunt actors are.
Well, without a doubt.
You know? So,
without a doubt. And
that was a great thing, because I liked it because we got to see that side of acting that we never really get to see that side of acting.
Absolutely. Here's another reason why I didn't really much care for it. And you and I briefly touched on it right before Oscars, or during the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt almost seemed like he was the main character.
Yeah, I don't understand. He gets Oscar for Best Supporting Act. Like, that makes no
sense. Yeah, so for me, it was just like, I didn't... And, you know, the ending of that movie is absolutely hilarious. I laughed my ass off, but the whole movie up to that point was just like, oh my God, I'm done. Like, it just made...
It did get dragged out. It was very long, but I don't know. We have different views.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but my number 21 was Hellboy.
I got mine a little bit higher than that.
I thought Hellboy was garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, he could have picked somebody different. Hellboy did not look like Hellboy. He looked... He looked dumb.
I don't think that he... I can't think of his name, but it's a guy from Stranger Things, if you don't... I don't think... I wouldn't have a problem with him being Hellboy.
No, I don't, they just,
the way they made him look was garbage.
Stupid.
And then the scene where that girl crawling upside down and the titties hanging down by her neck, that was fucking gross. But I didn't think it was horrible. I didn't think it was horrible. All right, what do you got for 20?
I got Alita.
I got Cold Pursuit.
Okay.
We've already... And Cold Pursuit wasn't bad. It was a Liam Neeson movie. It was just on TV the other day. Cold Pursuit was the... I was thinking of that train movie that he had the year before.
Yeah.
Cold Pursuit was the one on the snowplow.
Snowplow.
I was confusing it for a second with the train one that he had the year before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get those movies confused because he plays the same role.
It's the same role in every movie. Yeah,
that's stupid.
Without a doubt. For me, I have 19 as Alita Battle Angel, which...
Okay.
So, you know, you had it... So let's talk... Like, Alita Battle Angel was horrible.
It was pretty bad.
The concept at the end with... Or, like, the roller derby aspect...
That was cool.
They should have had more of that in the movie. And then it's, like, at the very end, like, kind of like Once Upon...
I think the reason why they didn't have it in there because they were creating that backstory for her. And I think...
Right.
And then at the end of that movie, they showed her in... those arenas again. So, like, maybe if they do make a... I'm sure they will.
They won't, because it flopped.
They did flop?
Yeah, it flopped. I mean, they're not going to... Like, it's just... Well, I don't see the market for it, because it flopped so bad.
19, I have Dark Phoenix.
Really? Mm-hmm. You put Dark Phoenix that...
I did. I didn't like it. Like, it just... I don't know. Just... Don't get me wrong. It was a decent, like, X-Men movie, but... I just did not.
You and I are on different wavelengths. This whole like I'm.
But it's been so long to think about these movies too. Like, I could go back, you know, we could talk back and forth about them, and I could probably move some. But
yeah, but do you not remember that last train scene?
Oh, I do.
That was epic.
Sweet. But you okay? One scene in the movie does not make the movie.
Okay, let me put it to you like this. Let me put it to you
that
like,
was like the best part of the whole movie.
Okay, but let me put it to you like this. You're gonna rate Godzilla higher than
not
Dark.
not much
but
higher.
That's what I'm saying you're gonna rate Godzilla higher than X-Men. Godzilla is garbage.
It was garbage. That's why it's my number 18.
I have Gemini Man.
Well, I put that one just a couple higher, but I have Godzilla 18 because it's not much better.
Okay, what do you got for 18? I said I have Gemini Man.
Okay, for 17, I've got Men in Black.
I got Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay.
You got it one up?
Yeah.
Is it one up?
So 16 is Hobbs and Shaw for me.
16, I have Godzilla.
Okay. So we're not, like, far off. We're just...
Well, this is where we're a little bit far off. For 15, I have Hellboy.
Okay, I have Gemini Man.
Hobbs and Shaw, that's kind of... I don't want to skip past Hobbs and Shaw. Hobbs and Shaw wasn't terrible.
No.
It was just...
It's just another unbelievably unrealistic...
Well, the Fast and Furious. That's another movie that I kind of want to... We'll talk about later. The Fast and Furious 9. God, it infuriates me so bad. But the Hobbs and Shaw thing, it does kind of excite me. Why did they put Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart in this to just be a one-off?
Yeah,
they're setting this up to be the next... Like, if they... I'm sure they'll make a Hobbs and Shaw 2.
They're probably going to make a Hobbs and Shaw 9, just like they did Fast and Furious.
If you don't put two of the biggest Hollywood actors right now in Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart in this movie to not bring... Or, just for that little scenes they did have to then not bring them in as the team... For Hobbs and Shaw 2. Right. That aspect has me excited because those four guys I think are going to be hilarious together.
Yeah.
But as a movie, it was stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb.
But the comedy that you're going to have between those four guys is
make the movie decent.
Yes. And I'm excited for it, but I couldn't rate it any higher. Mm-hmm. So I said 15, I have Hellboy. What do you have for
15? I have Gemini Man.
Okay. Gemini Man.
I don't know. Yeah. It was for Will Smith, I feel like that was like his...
It was predictable.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty much predictable. And, I mean, the CGI for him was pretty cool, though.
Yeah. All right, 14.
Knives Out.
Spider-Man. Oh, my God, bro. You this is where you and I differ completely. Spider-Man 2.
Really? I
thought it was horrible.
Well, I liked it. I liked it.
I thought it was horrible. 13, Men in Black. I liked it.
I had Ed Astra at 13.
I called... Men in Black. I told you that Liam Neeson was going to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
I called it.
Yeah. Number 12. I have Shazam.
I have Star Wars Episode 9. The ending ruined it for me. We are going to talk about the ending of Star Wars. That's, like I said, that's the big topic for today. Mm-hmm. I did not like the way they ended it. We'll save that. Number 11, I have Glass.
I have Captain Marvel.
Okay. Glass was a good way... Like, I loved Split. Unbreakable wasn't terrible, and then Glass was a good little twist at it. And to find out that...
There's something else to it, though, in Glass at the end.
Yeah, you find out that...
There's, like, a whole organization that follows people like them.
Yeah. And it was weird how they tied back to the very first one type thing. Like, it was Glass basically killed Kevin... Crumbs or whatever his parents were on that train that he would type thing, and it was a weird twist that you didn't see coming. Shazam for number 9. Sorry, Dark Phoenix for 10.
Okay, so we're 11.
11 is Glass.
I did Captain Marvel.
Yeah, you said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so 10 I have Zombieland 2.
You and I are different. Completely different. 9 I have Shazam.
I have 9 Star Wars.
Okay. Shazam wasn't it, we're both, it's middle of the row, getting into the top 10 gets hard.
Yeah, it does.
It does get hard. You know what I mean? Like, you could put 8 at 9, 9 at 7, 6.
I mean, I could move him around too, of course.
Shazam wasn't bad. It was it's DC.
It's Warner Brothers. I mean, they just...
Well, it's DC.
Yeah.
They're
doing a horrible job right now.
I gotta see, one good movie doesn't mean... Like, they make one good movie and
which
then...
Which is Wonder Woman. It's all... Well, no.
Yeah, Aquaman. Aquaman wasn't bad either.
It was okay. I think it was the only reason why it was so good is because it was the only movie out during the time frame. And that's why it did so well.
Shazam wasn't bad. It's just for what it was. For what it seems to me is you have DC brings out. They'll have one good movie, and then like the sequel to it is garbage. Mm-hmm. Or they will bring out Birds of Prey, and Birds of Prey is just absolute trash type thing. And it's like whereas when you have Marvel brings out movie after movie after movie after movie after movie. Like, yes, I didn't like Spider-Man 2, or you know whatever that whatever mm-hmm. they're called Far From Home. I didn't like it, but it was still a decent movie.
I think I like those movies just because Spider-Man is like, I don't know, he's always one of my faves.
Right.
So we're at number 8 now.
Yeah.
I got Glass.
I have Brightburn.
Okay. I got, so 7 for me would be Brightburn.
7 for me is Captain Marvel. So Brightburn was a sweet twist.
Brightburn was good. Like,
yeah,
like, I probably could have rated that maybe even higher.
I could have too, but for me, it's, you know, I had first me is I have, you know, I have Captain Marvel at 7. You know, it's like mm-hmm. that's a toss up. You get in the tops for me, top 6 for me. I'm firm on the top 6. I couldn't have put Brightburn higher.
I probably could have moved a lot around, but it's okay.
I couldn't put Brightburn in the top 6.
The more I talk about the movie, the more I
But know, the ending of, like, James Gunn has a really cool concept with Brightburn and how the ending, how he has all these, like, possible villains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will hope that James Gunn continues this universe that he has created. Like, yeah. It wasn't a great movie, but it was, like, it's kind of like it was one of those.
It's like the first chapter.
If you go back and watch Iron Man. Iron Man isn't that great of a movie. It's good,
mm-hmm.
but when you compare Iron Man to, you know, Thor Ragnarok or Avengers Endgame or right. you know they don't. It's basically the entry level of a possible universe.
Right.
So you have to have a slow backstory type thing. So I think the door's there. You had a lot of potential. James Gunn showed that he can make this universe good.
Right.
So in Captain Marvel, it was...
I didn't really care for Captain Marvel.
The Samuel Jackson made that movie and the cat made that movie.
Well, it wasn't even Samuel Jackson. Or no, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Samuel Jackson right. made that movie, and the cat made that movie hilarious. Yeah.
I mean, one, I don't like Brie Larson as Captain Marvel. I can't stand her. I think she's horrible. Worst decision they ever made. I'm sorry if anybody offends anybody, but that's my opinion. I mean, I can't stand her.
I don't disagree or agree. It is what it is. All right, number 6.
I have Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
You ranked it that high. Jesus Christ. Well, here, I'm going to piss you off. Number 6, I have Avengers Endgame.
Oh, that's all right.
I'll put it in the top 6.
You'd be surprised
when I put Endgame.
It was a good movie, don't get me wrong. I mean, that damn movie made me cry.
I didn't like the ending. I didn't like what they did with Cap. I didn't like how
I hated the
didn't
part.
Like how they ended with Cap.
I hated how they did with Captain America's shield given going to the Falcon. I'm sorry, it's fucking down.
We'll wait until August.
I know.
In August, we'll find out what's going on.
Yeah.
With the Falcon and Winter Soldier. When you show the trailer
where he's like practicing with it, it's fucking stupid.
We'll find out. All right, number 5.
I have Ford versus Ferrari.
Zombieland 2. Loved it. Laughed my ass off.
That is one of the movies I probably could have moved up higher and probably could have switched like Zombieland 2 or Glass or even Once Upon a Time or something.
Zombieland 2, that was
a good movie.
I laughed my ass off the entire movie. It was just like he replicated the first one to a T without doing what they did. You know, like when you look at a good example is you have The Hangover. The Hangover Part 2 is 100% copy of The Hangover. They tried to basically replicate it.
Right.
They pretty much tried. They did the same thing with Zombieland 2, but they did it better.
Right.
It was hilarious. I loved it. And then with the whole Luke Wilson and the Verizon guy playing as like replicants, it was funny.
That was great.
Number 4, Knives Out.
I have Spider-Man 2.
Loved Knives Out.
It was a good movie.
Loved it.
That's another movie that I think about those movies, like, I should have ranked them higher, but...
I love a classic whodunit, you know what I mean? Like, the whole movie, you're just trying to figure it. Like, you think it's this person.
I will tell everybody this, that my list, my original list got deleted in my phone.
Yeah.
So this list here I kind of threw together like 10 minutes before the podcast so that I could move a lot of these around.
I already know what your number 1 is going to be.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Number 3,
I have Endgame.
I have Joker.
What?
Okay. I know what your number 2 is.
I know what your number 1 is.
Yeah, and I know what your number 2 is and I know what your number 1 is. Joker, it's not to the hype that everybody said it. You know what I mean? Like, it, a lot of people hyped this up as like the.
They hyped it up a shit ton for sure.
It's a good movie, and it's a really cool take on the Joker because you've never seen a backstory, not even that. Like, there's never been a darker Joker. Like, Heath Ledger's Joker is. It's one of those things where, you know, they've already said they're, but it's in the works. They're going to make a Joker too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, don't kill the messenger here, but I think that Arthur Fleck is a lot darker than Heath Ledger's Joker.
Oh, absolutely.
Heath Ledger was dark, but he was more of like, he wanted to play games, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, you know, why would I want to kill you? You know, where's all the fun? You know what I mean? Like, it was a game to him. Arthur Fleck, to get on national television and you get what you fucking get and shoots him in the face, you know, like, that. It doesn't get, like, let's see what they do with the second one.
Yeah.
But it was a very good movie. Todd mm-hmm. Phillips did a great job. It should have won
more than what it did.
It should have, like, we'll talk about the Oscars after this, but it should have won more. Number two, Ford versus Ferrari.
Really?
Loved it.
I did like that movie, too. It was good.
Loved it.
I got It Chapter 2.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I liked that movie, dude.
Yeah, that's why It Chapter 2 is number one for me.
Yeah, my number one is Joker.
Yeah.
So, I get it.
I was ecstatic with It Chapter 2. It was not as good as the first one.
No.
But
it was a damn good movie. The only thing I did not like about it was the part where he becomes a spider. I thought that was, I mean, it was different and interesting, but it was also like, ah, come on.
You didn't see the original 1990 TV miniseries.
I did not.
Now, I don't really care for him becoming a spider. I think that's kind of dumb in a way because he's actually not really a spider based mm-hmm. on the books. But the thing about it is if you were to go back, I think I showed you a picture.
Yeah.
If you go in the 1990 miniseries, that spider thing looked horrible. You know, because they didn't have the CGI. Right. They weren't able to make it look good. They made it to what they could look like at that time period.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, that was the biggest thing for me going into It Chapter 2 is how do they end it? What's he going to look like at the end? And right. I wasn't disappointed because of how bad it looked in the original.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you like the spider or not, you got to admit, it looked cool.
It was, oh yeah, definitely cool.
The only thing I didn't like about it, and I thought it was kind of corny, was the whole, and I'm not going to pronounce this right, but like the Chupacabra or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't like the ritual of chewed, thought yeah. it was kind of dumb type thing, but all around, loved it. Mm-hmm. It was everything that I could have asked for. They
did a good job.
And Andy Muschietti, he's actually signed on now to be the director of The Flash for Warner Brothers, so there is some promise. You know, Warner Brothers, like, it's...
Maybe they're going to step up their shit.
You see them, they get, you know, you got Wonder Woman coming out here in a couple months, mm-hmm. you know, which looks good. And then, you know, you got Andy Muschietti coming on to do potentially The Flash. You got Black Adam, which is going to be Dwayne Johnson, which I'm not disappointed in. Let's see what he does. Right. Shazam has promise. You know, so the DC has promising things coming out. Like, they have the guys behind it that can make it look good, make these good movies. And then what does DC do? They bring out The Joker, which is a great movie, but it has nothing to do with the DCEU. Right. Or they bring out Birds of Prey, which was... We're going to do an in-depth review on Birds of Prey in the next podcast. But I'm going to say it now. Birds of Prey is garbage.
Yeah, it sucked. I was really disappointed.
Now, and then next year, you know, we have The Batman, which now... We have to wait and see what happens, but every article that I've read says that this Batman movie has nothing to do with the DCEU.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. Because they got a lot of big-name actors in there playing the villains. It blows my mind.
It's
Warner Brothers again.
Yeah, I feel like Warner Brothers just, if they...
They're just creating movies
just to make a movie. Money. Yeah, well, it's they don't care if it's, you know, I think they kind of realized, you know, they had built on paper a true DCEU, and that's where you saw, you know, you had Man of Steel, which was way well before, but then you had
Batman versus Superman,
then you had the Dawn of Justice, And then you had Wonder Woman was in there. They had that universe started. Mm-hmm. Well, it failed so miserably, and then it was just kind of like they went back to the drawing board.
Which was dumb because they didn't really fail though. Like, I thought they were pretty decent movies they could have kept going with.
I mean, you and I might like them, but it just seemed like, you know, the whole world hated them.
I guess that's stupid.
I mean, it is what it is. It's DC now. You know, at this point, I think just DC. If somebody walks in and says, "I have an idea to make a Birds of Prey movie or a Joker movie,"
they had to change the name of that movie in the theater. They put it as Harley Quinn first, and then Birds of Prey instead of Birds of Prey Harley Quinn. Because people weren't going to the theater because they didn't know what it was.
Yeah, that's what I told you when we walked into the theater. I said this movie's going to flop simply because
they don't know
know what Birds of Prey is.
Yeah,
you know, my mom knows that I'm a big movie guy and that I go to movies all the time. So you know, she calls me like, "What movie are you going to go see this weekend?" You know, I told her, I said, "I'm going to go see Birds of Prey." She's like, "Oh, what's that?" I said, "It's a Harley Quinn movie." She goes, "Oh, I didn't know that's what that was about."
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't pay any attention, you know, you just happen to walk by a TV and see Birds of Prey, you don't know what it is.
Right. Yeah, it was... We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's for... Sorry, my computer dinged. That's for next month's podcast. Next month's podcast, we're going to review Birds of Prey, Bad Boys for Life, and The Gentlemen.
Yeah.
And depending on when we actually do it, we got for the movie we're going to go see next month, we got a long break here. Actually, we got a little over a month. We're going to go see A Quiet Place 2.
Ooh, I can't wait for that.
I know, I'm excited.
I'm excited for that.
I love John Krasinski, and I love Emily Blunt.
I do too.
I might not have said his last name right, but anyways. So like I said, that is the podcast. Next month is the review for Bad Boys for Life, The Gentleman, and Birds of Prey. And we'll probably end up reviewing, because it's... If you wait until March 20th, that's 4 movies to review in one podcast. And then you get into April. We only have one movie, James Bond, in April. You might as well just combine those two type thing. All right. So, next topic that we want to talk about is the Oscars. And the reason being is because there was a lot of things.
A lot of stuff
that you and I disagreed with and didn't quite understand. But the biggest thing for me that I kind of took away, you know, I loved right off the rip Brad Pitt winning Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
What blew my mind, in all honesty, was the fact that that was Brad Pitt's first Oscar as an actor.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
First Oscar, like, as an actor. He's won one, and I don't remember. I guess I can research it real quick. But... I just can't believe Brad Pitt's never won an Oscar for acting. When you think of Brad Pitt, you know what I mean? Like, how many great movies he's been in, he's only ever won one Oscar for acting.
Right.
He's won, it says right here, 1-2 Oscars. Best Motion Picture of the Year. So he won the Oscar for being in the movie that won, you know, I guess he gets the title for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was in the movie that won Best Picture of the Year.
I gotcha.
The other... Do you want to talk about Parasite, or do you want to talk about Joker and Joaquin Phoenix? Because I could go...
We can do either one.
I could go either. Let's talk about Joker and Phoenix.
We can just do both, and it doesn't matter to me.
I mean, obviously, I'm just talking like... Let's talk about...
We'll do Joker first.
Let's do Joker. You know, I was... The biggest one that it won was Joker winning for Best Sound. And it won for the, like, I don't, might not have, might not have
worked. Best Sound?
It won for, like, the music to the, like, the track.
Oh, okay.
And without a doubt, I think.
Because there's all kinds of ones for sound.
Yeah, I don't remember which one specifically. My note was it won for.
Well, it wasn't sound editing, and it wasn't sound mixing.
No,
know that.
No, it was like literally the best. Like, I don't remember what the specific title was, but like, do you remember the hard bass hitting that aspect won, and that to me made the Joker what it is. Yeah. Like, music makes it. You know, if they always say if you watch a horror movie in silence.
The music,
or if you watch a horror movie in silence, it doesn't it's not scary.
Right.
Because the music is what makes movies.
Right.
Joker, without that soundtrack, I don't think it would have been as what it was.
I mean, I think Joaquin Phoenix's performance.
Oh, yeah, that too, made yes. That movie pretty good. It's a catch-22, I think, either way. It was like, you know.
Combining those made that movie.
Yes. But I was, that was one of the ones that, like, when you see the nominees come up, you know, like, 1917 had a good track, and this movie had a great track, but it's like, if Joker does not win, it's like, I'm going to be disappointed, because I loved the soundtrack to that movie. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, obviously we knew Joaquin Phoenix was going to win for Best Actor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no other actor.
No other movie that came close to, or actor that came close to a performance of his.
And the thing that if you didn't watch, I'm sure you've heard about Joaquin Phoenix's speech, his Oscar-winning speech.
Yeah,
that was the hardest thing I've ever had to watch in my life.
That was horrible. Like, that was, I was like, dude, you need to shut up.
Do you know?
Go back to your seat.
Do you know what it made me think of immediately? It almost made me feel like he was Arthur Fleck. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that he was, like, still kind of, in a way, like, not necessarily the giggly, like, can't talk, but he just seemed to me like he was still Arthur Fleck.
I don't think he's there, but he's a weird dude, though, in general. Like, I've heard of, like, read some articles and stuff, like, he's just a weird dude.
Right.
And I don't know what his speech had absolutely nothing to do with the freaking movie.
Well, of course not. They never do.
Like,
they go up there and push their agenda.
Yeah, it was dumb.
I
couldn't even tell you. Like, all I know is something about a cow.
Yeah.
And meat or something. Yeah. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what is your, like, how? Why would your mind go to that after winning the best award ever? And you go up there and talk about a fucking cow. Put it in that perspective right there.
Yeah.
You just became the best actor
of the year.
Of the year, and you went up to your speech and said,
"We need to stop killing cows."
Yeah, like fucking serious, dude. That is not priority at the moment.
Basket case. The other thing that, and I kind of it didn't. We knew Leonardo DiCaprio was nominated for his. No, he didn't get gypped. He was nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah, he's nominated for it.
And I put in there in my notes that Leonardo got snubbed again, which he didn't get snubbed. We all knew it was going to.
We all know.
But one of the things that, you know, it was always a running joke, Leonardo DiCaprio had never won an Academy Award for Best Actor. And the reason being is that I feel like, you know, obviously.
Or Oscar, you mean?
That's what the Academy Award is. The Oscars is the Academy Awards.
Oh.
He wouldn't have won it this year. But let's just say, hypothetically, that he had done a great performance, and that movie was, like, you know...
The shit.
The Joker still would have gotten it because of what Joaquin Phoenix had done. It always seems like when Leo gets nominated for Best Actor, it always seems like somebody else did just a little bit better. Because, like, he should have won for Wolf of Wall Street, but he didn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Because another guy did such a better job.
What was it?
It was the Lincoln movie. I had never even seen it, but some guy that played Lincoln.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I have it.
Yeah. That guy won.
I cannot believe that.
It always just seems like, you know, Leo has all these good movies. Mm-hmm. He can never get there because it's, you know, not that Leo does a bad job. It's just when you go up against Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker, nobody's beating that.
No.
You're not.
I didn't know that. That's funny.
All right. Let's get to the last big one. Obviously, Parasite.
I'm sorry, but I won't take anything away from them because I never watched the fucking movie. But
I never will watch the movie.
I'm never going to watch that fucking movie. It goes on Netflix, and I'm still not going
to
watch that movie.
And I will say, and I feel like you're in agreement with me, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's made by that guy. It has everything to do with I hate, with a capital H, movies that I have to read subtext.
Yeah.
I'm not there to read. I'm there to watch.
Right.
Make the movie in English, and I will watch your movie. I don't. If I want to read, I'm going to go get a book.
Right.
Not read.
Like, I think
it could be. It could be literally
a thing you can do on Netflix though that puts it into English, but I don't know how, like, if it voice.
It's going to be a weird.
If it like matches the mouth, yeah, though.
Well, it's not going to, because you got to remember the mouth is in a different language. It's so not like, going to match their way that their lips move and whatnot. It's going to be weird. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it could be the best movie ever created, and I will not watch it because I don't want to read. If I want to read, plus, I'm going
to
read a book.
One, I don't read fast enough to keep up. Probably.
Exactly. Well, see, for me, it's not even that I don't read fast enough. For me, it's.
I have to read everything and follow.
I want to watch what's going on the screen and read at the same time, because somebody could be doing something on the screen while you're trying to read. So then you look up to see what they're doing on the screen, and then you look down and the subtext is gone and you miss what they just said because the subtext is gone.
Yeah, and you missed everything.
There are some people, you know, I've talked to some people that are able to read the subtext and watch at the same time. I can't. I'm not that coordinated. Call me a dumbass, whatever you want.
I'm going to basically play like charades with the movie to figure out what they're trying to do by just watching it without reading it.
And, you know, Parasite, obviously we knew Parasite was going to win, you know, the international one, you know, and it was going to win all the
best director.
It was either that or Todd Phillips.
Best picture, yeah.
It was either that or Todd Phillips, and I'm okay with it winning. Here's the thing that I kind of wanted to take from Parasite. Won for best movie of the year, best director of the year, mm-hmm. but yet no best actor or best supporting actor. You know what I mean? Right. The best movie of the year didn't even get the actor. You know, like, to me, it's just.
They just didn't.
If you go, I bet you, if you go back and look at previous years, and I can almost guarantee you every movie that is nominated, almost every movie that is nominated for Picture of the Year
has an actor
that's not. Now, yes, I'll give you a good example. In this case, you had Ford versus Ferrari that didn't get a Best Actor nomination or Supporting Actor nomination, which mm-hmm. I don't know why either of those two guys didn't get nominated.
They should have.
You had 1917, which, whatever. But, you know, it just, to me, I don't. How does Best Picture? The actors had to make it the Best Picture. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I mean, your story can be good, but if your actors can't do the story,
right,
you ain't got no movie.
The other thing that I Did you get the same thing? Jane Fonda was the one that was that presented the best movie of the year. She's the one that opened the envelope. When she opened that envelope, did you see a pissed off look on her face?
I don't think I've seen that part, honestly.
I swear, it looked like when Jane Fonda opened that envelope, she just kind of had like the, oh man, like, you know, just didn't, was disappointed. Like, mm-hmm. she wanted. You know, it's Jane Fonda. She knows Quentin Tarantino and Martin Scorsese. She's probably fucked them both. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't want Bong Joon-hoon to win it, or however you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Another quick thing I wanted to touch on was you had best, or the best actress, which is the equivalent to Joaquin Phoenix's award. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a single movie from any of the women that were nominated. I didn't see a single one of those women's movies.
I didn't either. What was her name again? Reese or Rince? How do you say her name?
Renee Zellweger.
That's what it was.
Didn't see a single one of those movies. Women are talking about how they want equality, and I'm not trying to get political here, but, you know, women talk about how they want to get equality, they want equal rights, they want. You know, they were pissed off that they didn't get. There wasn't a single woman in the best director's category, and it's. I'm sorry, but it's not. You guys, they just, like I said, none of those best actors, actresses, movies I wanted to see. It's not that you guys, you're just not bringing out a product I want to see.
I don't know if it's. That's hard, because I don't know if it's something. That's just because that's not your type of movie. I hate to say that you don't want to see it because.
Well, good. I'll give you a good example. Patty Jenkins is the one that made Wonder Woman, and I'm pretty sure she's making Wonder Woman 2. Great movie.
Okay.
A woman can do the job, but it just seems like women.
But that's the type of movie you want to see, though.
Yeah, but I have no problem going and see, like...
The movies that they're getting nominated for are the type of movies that you don't really care for. So, like, it's hard to say what you're trying to say.
I get what you're saying there, but it's like, you need to make more... You need to make more movies that I want to see.
Well, I mean...
Look at Patty Jenkins. She's not afraid to get out there and make Wonder Woman.
Well, sure, but, I mean, I don't know. That's a hard one. I mean, I can't... I'm not going to take anything away from her. But that's a hard topic or subject to say.
I'm sorry if I went political on you there. Last one, I wanted to talk about Waititi wins Oscar for Best Adaptive Screenplay. Waititi is like, I'm sorry, but I feel like this Oscar win for Waititi, I don't know how to pronounce his first name. He is the director of Thor Ragnarok. He is the director of Thor Love and Thunder. He won for Jojo Rabbit. I feel like Waititi is about to be the next big thing.
Yeah,
Waititi's gonna be good.
Yeah,
he's an actor
and
a director.
Yeah,
I feel like Waititi's good. He's good.
I don't think I saw his.
Did you even watch the Oscars?
I did, but like I had things going on at the same time, so I was.
I made sure that I didn't have anything going on. I
missed quite a bit. But
I got the boy to bed. I told my wife before it even started. I said I am watching the Oscars. I don't care if you watch with me. I'm watching this.
I had it on the TV, and then something came up, and then I had to put the little girl down, so I put my AirPods in and then watched it while I put her down on my phone. And then I stopped doing that, got her down, came downstairs and played some Xbox while I watched it, and then just whatever.
All right, that's all I had. What do you got, any specifics you wanted to talk about from the Oscars?
Not really. That was pretty much it. They have a lot of weird...
Categories. Yeah.
I'll give you that one.
I mean, it's
like
just the
sound editing, sound mixing.
It's everything that goes
like
into movies.
Hair and makeup.
Has costume.
I mean, it's all important. I'm not taking anything away from anybody. It's just, I didn't know there was this that
much. Yeah, dude, it's every little detail that goes into a movie gets
me. Film composer.
Yep.
That was a Joker one, that one. Like, yeah.
That was probably the Joker theme song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So that's the category, the sound thing. It was called film composer.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. Okay.
All right. Well, that was...
There was one more thing. Elton John won something, too. Do you know that?
Yeah, he won for something song. He won...
The song?
He won for the song, best song of a movie.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
Yeah, from his Bohemian... not Bohemian Rhapsody. Rocket Man.
Rocket
Man. Yeah, he won best song.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? It's...
Yeah, I get you.
All right.
I thought it was funny.
Is that all for the Oscars rift?
Yeah, that's
all right. Let's talk about Star Wars for the last topic of the day. What did you think?
Star Wars.
The end of the saga.
Oh man. I mean, I think if I say it, you're going to say it. So I'll just say it. I hated the fact that she did not embrace the Palpatine name.
Yeah. Well, not even, that was the biggest thing. Like, I get.
It's supposed to be, what was it? The title of the movie is The Rise of the Skywalker?
Yeah.
That's why I knew she was going to take it, because of the title of the movie.
Yeah.
And just, it's stupid. Like, you're not a Skywalker.
The whole thing that got me was this was supposed to be the end of the Skywalker saga. It is the end of the Skywalker saga.
Technically, yes.
As far
as the rise,
as far as every article that I've read, in 2024 we will get the next Star Wars, which, by the way, Waititi, I'm pretty sure, is going to be the one to direct that next Star Wars movie. Pretty sure. Now, don't quote me on that. But supposedly, in 2024, you will get Star Wars Episode B10, and it has absolutely nothing to do with that nine trilogy or nine-ology or however you want to say that word. It has nothing to do with any of those. If it has nothing to do with any of those, why do you end it with saying, I am Rey Skywalker, I'm going to bring out this badass yellow lightsaber, and it just end?
Like, oh, I know. I'm frustrated. Very frustrated.
Just own up, I am Rey Palpatine. You're not a Skywalker. Like you said, I am Rey Palpatine. The other thing that infuriated me, the end, they were trying to emphasize the end of Skywalkers. So what happens? They technically killed all the Skywalkers.
Yeah.
I didn't like how Adam Driver died. Or Kylo Ren. I'm sorry, I said it. Yeah. I didn't like how Kylo Ren died. Oh, let's have this epic, masterful kiss. And oh, my God.
And then die.
Garbage.
I honestly wish he would have stayed alive and, like, but them would.
Could you imagine?
Continue your saga with them being together and creating another child.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Dude, could you imagine a Skywalker and a Palpatine creating a child? Like, that'd be super sweet.
Yes. Like, sign me up for episode 10 right now.
Like, I don't understand why you didn't keep going with that. Like, I'm sorry.
And you had two young actors. It's not like you had a 40-year-old. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
you could have kept going. Like, I think Disney. I think they shot themselves in the foot there on that one.
I wasn't, Palpatine coming back was kind of cool, you know.
Cool.
I don't know if there's any truth to it. I had heard from a couple different sources. They had read articles. I never found the articles. A couple people that I had talked to, if you notice, episode 7 was directed by J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
Episode 8 was directed by somebody different. And then you had episode 9 was back to J.J. Abrams. Supposedly, now, I don't know if I agree with this, but supposedly Snoke was not supposed to die in episode 8. He was supposed to be the main villain in episode 9. But it doesn't make any sense to me. If that is the truth, whether you're the director or not, you're going to have Disney executives in there telling you, no, you cannot do that.
Right.
But it just seemed... I don't know.
Snoke. I can't ever pronounce it right.
Snork.
Snoke. His role, anyways, was fucking pointless.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kill him off, keep him, whatever. It was pointless.
Yeah. I just, for me, like I didn't like the ending at all. It was, I'm at this point, I'm stuttering because I don't even know how to put words to what I'm trying to say, but I'm not a huge Star Wars buff, but I've seen them all. I've liked them all. I love lightsabers. Yeah. I love the idea of the Force. I think it's great when you see two Jedi versus Sith Lord lightsaber battle. It's, you know, the ending of episode 3 when you had Obi-Wan Kenobi and Hayden Christensen's Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
That lightsaber battle at the end was epic. Yeah. That was the best lightsaber battle of the whole 9 movies.
I mean,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I love about Star Wars. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and it's just like, and then for you to tell me this is it. We're done.
We're done.
And that's how you're going to end it. I thought they ruined it.
Yeah.
I thought they ruined it.
I think they could have. I wish they would have kept him alive and kept going. Made a Palpatine Skywalker kid.
The other thing that I kind of didn't quite understand it is if you remember at the end of episode 8, so you had that little boy
mm-hmm.
was in, and I don't remember if he was in a spaceship or whatever, but he like made that broom move.
He was just in the little like the horses.
Right, or whatever. Whatever he was in, I don't remember. Yeah.
The barn.
Whatever. He made that broom move by himself.
Right.
Why did you... You know, that was kind of like a, in a way, like...
Because the Force isn't...
Well, that was like a foreshadow to what was... You know, I took that as a foreshadow of what's to come.
Right.
And then...
So you tell me that...
And Rey, then it, nothing came from
right.
it. Right. You know what I mean?
You tell me Rey's the only one left with the Force?
Right. As of right now, there is nobody else left with the Force. Now, yes, what's his name? Finn said he has a Force. He can sense people dying type thing. I don't necessarily think he's a Force like Rey. Because, you know, when Rey died, Finn like broke down and like he felt it. You know, he was nowhere near, but he felt Rey die. So maybe he has a link to the Force.
Yeah.
But it's like, it makes me, if Rey is... You're going to have... have to have Rey.
There's something with the Force where it links people together.
Right.
So that's why I think that he has... I don't think he has the Force, but he has some kind of link to her. So, like, I don't know how... Somebody was at work was explaining it to me where if you have this, like, Force link or Force connection where, like, if you chop your finger off, that person is going to be, like, in pain as well, because they're like, holy shit, my finger just got chopped off, but yet they still have their finger.
Right.
But I don't know how that works, because he's a big Star Wars, like, big into Star Wars. He knows all kinds of weird shit. So I was picking his brain
more. I'd really like to, you know,
I would like to pick his brain more to be able to talk about stuff like this more.
What did you, you know, get a real Star Wars buff in there and find out what they really thought of Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you and I, who are not huge Star Wars buffs, didn't like the ending, I can only imagine. You know, I did talk to...
Because I always think about the timelines of all the movies. Like, even if you put in the Han Solo movie into the timeline of, like, how everything flows together. Okay, so Rogue One was cool because they tied it into the New Hope.
Yep.
Okay, well then, like, Han Solo movie, so you saw what that one spikehead dude's name, I don't know.
Lando?
Yeah, I think.
The black guy?
No. At the very end, he was like the Sith Lord or like the...
Oh, Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so his character... was alive there, and then he died in Episode 1 against Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to figure out the timeline. Like, how... I know he's... Because they're young, and so...
Yeah, it's a prequel well before Episode 1.
Before anything ever happened. Because I always took it as something way different.
Right.
So I always get confused with the timelines.
Well, you're going to have... So, basically, is it next year?
I don't know.
No, it wouldn't be next year. It's basically what, and I don't know if I'm 100% correct on this, but like it's, so 2024 is when the next trilogy is supposed to start. So I don't know if that means it's 2022 or maybe 2021. I think it's 2022. So you're going to have, 2022 is going to be essentially a Rogue One or a Han Solo.
I got you.
And then you're going to have in 2024, you're going to have Episode 10. And then in 2026,
they're going to start, like, oh, I don't know if I'm starting over, but I don't want to use that word start over for Episode 10, but how are they making it Episode 10 if it's not going to be tied into it?
So I'm not saying it's Episode 10, but I'm saying it's going to be, going to be Episode 10, you know what I mean? It's not going to be Episode, they're probably not going to call it Episode 10, but I'm saying from the perspective of, like, you're going to, when it comes to... So you have 2022 will be a Rogue, like I said, Rogue One type movie. 2024 will be Episode 10. 2026 will be another Rogue One type movie. 2028 will be back to, then it will be Episode 11.
I gotcha.
And then, you know, so like the way I got it is every 2 years you're going to get a different Star Wars movie.
I gotcha.
Obviously, they're not going to bring out, you know, with how high budgeted these movies are and how big they are to make, it's probably, they're going to, plus they want to milk it.
Right. Plus they got Disney Plus with the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Which
was good.
It's all right.
All right. Baby Yoda was the shit.
I mean, Baby Yoda was cool, but like, I don't know. I hate the fact that I don't like not seeing his face all the time. It drives me nuts. Yeah. And I told you they did show his face.
Yeah.
I told you.
I knew they would.
They said they wouldn't. You said no, they're not.
No. I knew they would show his face once, that because they're like, you know, I knew who it was, Pedro Pascal, because you know, because I got on IMDb and looked who it was.
Yeah.
But there are people that don't get on IMDb, and everybody wanted to know who was underneath the mask.
Right.
You know what I mean? So of course they're gonna show you who he is. That way they can be like, oh, I recognize him now, or they might recognize him in a different movie later on. Like, he's in Wonder Woman 1984 now. He's the... Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's the main bad guy in 1984.
He's a good actor, too. Yeah. I like him.
He was in that, oh, man, I can't even think of it now. Triple Frontier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Netflix movie.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, for sure.
I don't know. But anyways, back to Star Wars. I don't know. I like the stuff. I tried to watch a movie last night. I tried to watch New Hope last night, but
I can't.
I just couldn't get into it.
I've watched them again just because, you know, it was like, I think it was last summer. I don't remember. I think they were all, it was when I had Hulu or something. I don't remember. Whenever the time period, it doesn't matter. They were all on, and, you know, I knew there was a new Star Wars coming out. And it's like, well, I'll
refresh
myself. Yeah, I'll refresh. So I watched them all, and they're hard.
I mean,
to
I wouldn't
watch.
Mind watching them if like one of my kids would get into it and wanted to like know about it. I'd watch them, but
to me to sit down and watch something. I was like, nah, this is boring. I'm going to watch something else. But Star Wars 9.
It's good. It was good.
Overall, it was a good movie.
Like, yeah, it just up until the end, kind of like, you know, the last five minutes of the movie.
Most movies lately, it's the ending that's killing the movie.
For the ending makes the movie better than what, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm sorry, but the movie was garbage all the way up until the end.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
You know, it's just, it's...
And same thing with, like, Dark Phoenix. Like, you brought up one train thing, and that made the movie. Like, well, I'm sorry, but one scene don't make the movie.
I'm not going to spoil the movie for you. A buddy of mine, he was all for wanting to watch Uncut Gems, that Adam Sandler movie. Mm-hmm. He said, it was a great movie. Loved it all the way up until the end, and the ending ruined it for him. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like...
It's like they don't know how to end a movie.
Yeah.
Hollywood does not know how to end movies. It drives
Endgame. The ending ruined it. It
drives me nuts. Yeah. There's more on Endgame that ruined it for me, though.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, the ending essentially ruined anything that was good about Endgame.
Yeah.
It did. But yes, I mean, Endgame had a lot that
screwed them.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, you know, we kind of do need to dive back into Avengers.
You know what? Let's just talk about it real quick.
We're already an hour into this podcast. I don't give a shit.
The thing that pissed me off the most about Endgame was fucking Thor.
Thor was funny as fuck.
Funny at first, sure. But when it's time to get back to fucking business, it's time to shape back up, dude. Like, you're a fucking god. Make your body better. Like, snap your fingers, do whatever you gotta do, whatever. Make him look like Thor again. That pissed me off.
Well, yeah. And
I got this beer-bellied, long-haired, out-of-shaped god of thunder trying to beat up Thanos. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah. Like when you look back, and a good example of that, you know, look back at Avengers Infinity War. When he came down with that new hammer.
Yeah, dude.
It was epic.
That was sweet. That was, like, again, one of the best parts of that movie.
Probably the coolest part of that movie when he came down with that hammer.
Yeah.
Why is that? Like, I agree. I didn't dislike him as Fat Thor, but it was just, I was waiting for that epic entry.
And you got it with Captain America. That's why they did that. I guarantee you that's why they did it. They knew it was going to be his last movie.
No.
Let him go out with
the man. He's not. Oh, Captain America. I was thinking Captain Marvel. Yeah.
That was your aha moment because he got the hammer. It was fucking
sweet. It was when he fucking... he fucking catches the... God, it was so cool.
It was cool as fuck.
It was cool as fuck, man.
But I'm sorry right now, dude. Like, the Thor... That pissed me off.
Yeah.
I think it pissed me off personally because he is...
Oh, dude, Thor Ragnarok was my favorite movie of the entire... Absolutely. Of the entire 29 film fucking saga.
Hands down, my...
Like, I'm so excited for Thor Love and Thunder.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
Like, Waititi is... He's, like I said, Waititi's the real deal. He's going to be the next big fucking thing. I cannot wait for Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Jane's back as fucking... Miss Thunder, whatever the fuck you want to call it, like,
does she be like, because she gets to, like, be whatever Miss Thunder? Does she get, like, powers?
You don't call her Miss Thunder. I feel like you don't call her Miss Thunder. Something's gonna happen in, I think, Thor 4 that she becomes a god.
Because I've always wondered that. Because like Odin's Thor's mother, Odin's wife, whatever,
wasn't
she was yeah she was a like a.
No, but she wasn't she wasn't Asgardian, was she?
She had Loki took her power, kind of like, had mimicked her power, like the whole witch
magic type
thing. So, like, I'm not quite sure how that works. That's why I was curious if, you know, Jane's going to have a power.
We'll see.
Know? Yeah.
Love and Thunder.
But yeah, a couple years away. That was definitely the pissed off moment of Endgame. Plus, I mean, I don't know, dude. How do you continue Marvel without an Iron Man?
He'll be back. You know how he's gonna be back?
I mean, it's simple. They put him in a computer.
He's Jarvis.
Yeah, fucking
stupid. What do you need? Dude, I'm sorry, but he can 100% be back. I mean, the only difference is,
you're just going to see his voice or hear his voice. That's it. He's just going to be a voice actor for the rest of his life.
Well, you got to look at it from the, not necessarily
cause for Marvel, at least.
Because you look at, he had a, I think it was a good, what it'd be, Iron Man 3, where he had that whole fleet. Yeah. They were basically computer, like, that's him.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm fine with that. What do you need to see Robert Downey Jr.'s face for to make him be Iron Man still?
He's just the face expressions and, like, the way he, like, I don't know.
But see, here's the other thing, though, that they, what's stopping, obviously they have time travel. What's stopping them from going back and doing something with time? Back. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everybody loves Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Yeah.
Right.
Just like everybody loves Cap, and supposedly there's even talks that maybe Cap can come back. I don't know if he will. But
that's the other thing that I didn't like about Endgame was the whole time travel.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb.
Because I'm sorry, there is like they try to break it down in the movie where you pull it and you put it back or whatever. Bullshit. Time doesn't just stop because you pulled this out. It doesn't just stop. You broke off four more different fucking timelines. Or whatever. What is it? Five stones? You broke off five different timelines right there by taking that stone away. And then you're going back to the same time and putting it back. You created a whole nother timeline. Whether you put it back at the same time or not. I'm sorry, but that's how my brain sees it.
Yeah, I think you're overanalyzing at this point. You know what I mean? Like, sure, I get what you're saying there, but how else do they get those stones? You know what I mean? Like, as a writer, how else do you get those?
Oh, I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, they gotta get the stones somehow. You know, and maybe. whether you you know, don't overanalyze. You know, you could overanalyze every single movie. You know, like. For me, one of the biggest things that I hate about movies, and this is 100% me overanalyzing, you have bad guys that can't ever shoot, you know, that, you know, they're literally standing right there in front of them, and yet, you know, there's no cover, and he takes off running, and not a single bullet hits him. You know what I mean? Like, I hate that about movies. That's me overanalyzing it, but obviously you can't kill the main character, but then the main character just puts a bullet between his eyes like it was, you know,
nothing.
The hardest shot in the fucking world.
Like John Wick 3.
Yeah, he makes the fucking greatest shot in the world, but yet these guys who are supposed to be these fucking train killers, badass motherfuckers, can't hit a dude, or can't hit the broadside of a fucking barn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's me overanalyzing, but you have to make a movie.
Right. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just, I like my Marvel movies, you know. And
I'm burnt out. And it's like, here's the biggest thing that pissed me off from
Endgame.
You killed Black Widow. Let me finish. Yeah. You killed Black Widow. It's the end of a saga. Now you're gonna start the next saga. What's the first fucking movie you make of the next saga?
Black Widow.
Yeah,
I know. I think that is the only reason they're doing that is to introduce the characters in it. I guarantee you that's the only reason why.
Well, I'm sure it is. Do you know what they're fighting against is?
Black Hawk, whatever.
I don't know what his name is, but do you essentially know what this character
is? Hawkeye.
No, it's not Hawkeye. There's a main villain in this movie.
It's him.
No, it's not.
That's, I'm telling you, dude, that's going to be the twist. It's him. And then that's why they say Budapest is, me and you remember Budapest very differently.
I don't think, a couple of things that I have read and a couple of people that have told me that are big into Marvel, like Red Comics, supposedly, if you notice in the trailer, the one, it's Hellboy guy, which, David Harbour or something like that. They're Russian, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is Russia's Captain America. They tried to replicate Captain America, and that's who they're fighting, is Russia's Cap.
That's what he is.
That's what the main villain from this... No, he's not Russian's Cap. Supposedly, and I said, this is from a guy that I just had to agree with him because I don't know, but the guy told me that this is Russia's Captain America that they are fighting.
I don't know. I don't believe it, but okay.
Well, I think
it is Hawkeye.
What's the timeline here?
What do you mean? They're the same age.
No, I'm saying what... If that's Hawkeye, I can't see it being Hawkeye. Because when I say, what's the timeline here? When did this take place?
She does not work for S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
No, obviously. So,
I think.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I would assume she got trained as a Russian spy or something like that or whatever, because she's over there.
Here's my rebuttal to that. Obviously, he remembers Budapest. You know what I mean? He remembers Budapest.
Very differently.
But I'm saying, yeah, he remembers it very differently, but he remembers Budapest. So you're going to tell me that obviously this dude's going to be a badass type character, right?
Yeah.
So he remembers Budapest.
Okay.
But yet now... He has a fucking bow and arrow? He was a badass in Budapest, by what you're saying. And now...
Well, don't you remember what he looked like in Endgame?
He's
Ronin in Endgame with a sword. What's this guy got in Black Widow? A sword.
I'm not disagreeing, but the point I'm trying to make here is why, if he has been this badass dude for this whole fucking, why is it from?
Because it's a dark person he don't want to have. That's why he didn't go back to being Ronin, because it's a dark person. Is before he had his family when he was dark. He's not that person anymore. He's Hawkeye. He's good. He got away from the sword. Uses the bow. Family, everything turned for him.
Motherfucker, I'm going home and fucking reading some goddamn articles now. You're fucking pissing me off.
Because I got you thinking.
Now
you think I might be right, though.
No, right? No. I'm not necessarily thinking you're right.
I'm not saying I'm right either. I'm just saying that's how I think it.
Up until now, I was under the perception based on, you know, because I had a big Marvel. He could have been talking out of his ass, and I'd have had no idea. Because I don't know shit about Marvel other than what the movies have shown me. I've never read a Marvel comic in my life, and I never will. I'm not a comic reader. I'll go watch your movies, and whatever the movies tell me, that's fiction. Sure. Or not fiction, but that's fact.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's, you know, when somebody tells me this is going to be Russia's Captain America. Now, maybe David Harbour's character is the Russian Captain America. You know, that could be the case. You know, they never really say who he is. Yes, he has a giant star on his chest, but that doesn't mean anything, you know. Right. Captain America has a star on his chest too. Whoopie-doo, you know. If you look at every single Marvel guy, I'm sure at one point or another somebody has a configuration of somebody else's costume.
Sure.
You know, but when I was told that, it's like, oh, that kind of makes sense, you know. Like, I looked at it when he said, it's Russia's Captain America is the bad guy. Okay, that makes sense.
Didn't you say something about her, that Black Widow also had something modified to her? Like, was it you saying that or something? Or, like, where she might have... didn't take the same serum as Captain America, but something has happened to her like that to make her how she is as well?
I don't know. I
can't remember.
Briefly, think I do remember reading something about that. I didn't watch that. I think it was a video, and I didn't watch it. Yeah, it was one of those on... I don't know if you guys are... You know, there's a YouTube channel. It's called, like, Everything Always, and I kind of quit watching his videos, but I read his headlines, and
mm-hmm.
one of them did say something about that she did get, like, a serum kind of sort thing from, like, kind of like Captain America's type thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that my theory is way more believable than a Russian Cap.
Not necessarily. I don't think your theory is way more... I could see it going either way. You know, I'm not... trying to disprove yours. It's just, you're, like I said, this is the first I'm hearing of it, and now I hear it, and it's like, okay, I can totally see it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not possible. Okay. It's just, you know, you, a good example, look at the, you know, look at the space race. It was between Russia and United States.
Sure.
You know, United States essentially makes it to the moon.
Okay.
Makes it Captain America. Yes, I could totally 100% Russia trying to duplicate Captain America.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I think the time frame, though, is you got to understand that
Captain America was
made way before Scarlett Johansson's character was probably even born.
But look at it from this. We don't know what the time frame of this movie is. What's this?
Yes, we do. It said that it takes place. That's why they got Iron Man on the freaking cover of it. It takes place, like they said, it takes place of, I can't remember what they said now, somewhere in between one of the Iron Man movies or before one of the Iron Man movies or something like that. Yes, we do know a time
frame. I haven't read any articles that have said with a time frame. For all I know, it could be, I mean, I don't think it is. She's not, obviously not in S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. She can't be. But Cap is...
She might be, because she said she goes back to her family.
Right. So how to... Let's just say hypothetically, I don't remember what movie it was, but one of the movies they kind of like, oh, here.
And we don't get Hawkeye
here you
until
go.
When?
Here you go. No, it's not that.
We don't get Hawkeye until when? The first Avenger movie? He gets introduced?
No, it's...
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's one of the Thor's hammer type thing. It's not the first Avengers. It's before the first Avengers.
He does get introduced in Thor. He gets introduced in Thor because he,
yeah,
tries to trap him or something with his bow and
yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah. What's to say that it's not just for argument's sake? You know what's to say it's not? You know, you have I don't have a timeline sitting here in front of me, but what if it's, you know, like, what if, like, go back and say this is, like, in between 6 and 7. You know, look, we don't...
6 and 7 what?
The 6th movie of the 22 and the 7th movie of the 22. It's...
Wait, say this again?
There are 22 movies in this saga.
Okay. So you're talking about, like, movie number 6 and
movie number 6 made in the saga. I don't know which one that is.
Okay.
But I'm saying, we don't... Obviously, it's early on. Is it before she's... Maybe she is in S.H.I.E.L.D. Maybe she had a moment where she had to step to the side.
Well, because she's a... Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, at this point... Now, obviously, if this is well before the saga, Captain America is not brought back yet. But that doesn't necessarily... Russia might have known about Captain America from the World War. Maybe it's taken them 20, 30, 40 years to replicate this.
I mean, it could be. I
just
mean,
because
you're
Cap,
100%.
Just because Cap
possible.
Was made back in the 50s, 60s, or whatever, doesn't mean that Russia hasn't been trying to do this for 40 years and they haven't figured it out yet.
I mean, that's true, 100%. I'll give you that.
We don't know the timeline. Like I said, if this is in between number 6 and number 7, Cap is running around right now. So maybe they are trying to replicate him.
Could be. I mean, I don't know. I just think my theory...
You're refusing to hear any other theory.
My theory is more realistic to me. Because, just like, I don't know. We've already done the whole, like, what's it called? The freaking... not Nazi thing, but the freaking, what you call them?
Red Skull?
No, yeah, but what's his? What's the organization?
Hydra.
Hydra, yes. Duh, I had brain fart. Like, we've already done the whole Hydra thing. Like, you're not going to pull in another country of Russia to do another deal like that. That's fucking stupid. They're not gonna be that dumb about it. That's my opinion. I think that... I think this is Hawkeye before he's Hawkeye.
I'm doing some IMDb research right now. The reason being is because I don't know how much truth to it is, but supposedly, what's his name? Jeremy Renner has done something. He's got himself into some trouble, and he, like, It was one of those things, kind of like how James Gunn got fired from Disney because of some actions that he had done. Supposedly, Jeremy Renner has been fired from being Hawkeye.
Really?
Supposedly.
Maybe my theory can be.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, can't we look up the cast ensemble?
That's what I'm doing right now.
It's just...
I'm already on IMDb, bro. Okay. They don't have... They're not going to reveal his name. They're not going to reveal. They're not. They're keeping it a secret because you can't even see. Here's a theory for you.
Do you even know the?
No. I know your question, and no, I don't know
the guy's
name.
Robert Downey Jr. is in the movie, so that gives you a timeline.
Yeah, so it has to be, but it can't be.
So Cap's alive.
It cannot be. If Robert Downey Jr. is in this movie, it cannot be before Iron Man 1.
Right. So it's in between Iron Man 2 and Iron and I mean any of them.
It could be between Iron Man 1 and 2. Could be.
Well, she introduces herself in Iron Man 2, correct? As like his secretary or something.
Do you recognize that guy?
Yeah, that's going to be the new, like, Red Hawk or
something. Yeah, that's the Hawk's going to be in this, and it's that old guy, which I think they're kind of dumb for having him.
That's stupid.
Yeah. What does, you know, but here's the thing that doesn't make any sense to me. This is going to be an order, but this is going to be set back. If he could be Hawk back then, why is it, where has he been for 10 years?
Who?
The Red Hawk!
He's not Red Hawk yet. He hasn't got the formula right yet.
I don't know. I'm just pissed off that Black Widow was the first fucking film in the goddamn saga.
Yeah.
Alright, we're an hour and 15 minutes into this podcast. Let's wrap it up. We got some weird-ass theories going on here. Sorry this went off in a weird direction.
I don't care. I love it.
Alright, anyways, thanks for listening.
What's this guy right here? Who is this? OT.
Well, what's his character? What's the?
Doesn't say. It doesn't give me the. It doesn't give me their character name.
Okay, so then you might.
Oh wait. Yes, it does give me the character.
What's his name?
Mason. So I don't think that's right.
No. Okay. So anyways, back to
whatever.
Focus on the podcast.
All right, fine.
So anyways, like we said, welcome back to the Bromance. It's 2020, new podcast, new us. It's a work in progress here.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I like about the way we're doing it, though.
Yeah,
just
like
ranting back and forth, talking about just dumb theories and dumb shit and movies that suck and don't suck.
Yeah.
It's great.
This is the type of podcast we realized that the format we had with the last podcast
was too structured, too formal.
It wasn't even too structured. It's just we spent so much time. You know, we would talk about news articles. You know, I would say, "Oh, did you hear about this?" And you'd be like, "Oh, yeah, that's cool."
Oh, well, Tony Stark's character is rumored. It's not set in stone.
If he's on, he's in it.
It says rumored. It doesn't say for sure.
Stop worrying about that. And like, can we end the podcast?
I don't. I guess. All right. Go ahead.
Well, you got any closing statements without going on another 10-minute rant?
I don't.
According to my computer, it says it's 1:39 in the morning, but I know it's 12:39.
No, it really is 1:39. Your computer had an update.
What the fuck?
Dude, we got to get off this.
Yeah,
day.
We do.
I got to work in the morning.
That sucks to suck. I'm sleeping in until noon. All right. Anyways, thanks for listening. Like we said earlier, next month we will have a review for Bad Boys for Life, The Gentleman, and Birds of Prey. Thanks for listening. See you later.
See you guys.